Welcome to the Divorce Law Podcast with Robert J. Durst, shareholder and chair of Stark & Stark's Divorce Law Group. The Divorce Law Podcast is a 10-part series designed to be an owner's manual for your divorce. The information provided in this series will enable the listener to take ownership of their divorce and serve as a helpful guide throughout the process.
Hello, I'm Robert J. Durst, a divorce attorney with the Princeton, New Jersey, Bucks County, Pennsylvania law firm of Stark & Stark. This is the third in our 10-session series of podcasts discussing the significant steps in a typical divorce proceeding. Today's session will address the gathering of information and data. Start with the basic concept that knowledge is power. You cannot negotiate an agreement from a position of strength and power unless you have knowledge. Add to that the legal principle that no agreement or settlement can be enforceable or complete without full knowledge on both sides of the bargaining table. You are entitled to complete disclosure. Don't assume that you can trust your spouse, but on the other hand, don't be overly suspicious or distrustful. My advice to clients is be from Missouri. Take a show-me approach. I don't disbelieve what you're telling me. I simply need to see the documents. What documents should you see? At minimum, you should see 3 years of prior tax returns. You should see the bank statements. You should see any brokerage account statements. You have a right to see the mortgage payoffs, the deeds, and the mortgages against any real estate. You should be able to read the most recent credit card statements. If your family uses Quicken or you have a checkbook register, you should be able to review those to see what your family expenses are. And last but not least, you should see any and all employment benefit statements, including pensions, 401k plans, stock options, or the like. All of this is very basic information that exists in virtually every case. Other documents that are sometimes unique to a particular case are business records. Do not accept the answer that these are business records, I'm not able to disclose them, my partners will be upset, my clients, my customers, my patients will be upset. You are entitled to see the records. You're entitled to know what the financial status of the business may or may not be. You should see the business tax returns. You should see the financial statements. And you should see, at very least, any buy-sell agreements between the parties. Once in a while, we encounter the spouse who will lie and deliberately conceal assets. If that is unfortunately your situation, and again, do not be overly suspicious, but if it is necessary for you to take a much more aggressive or proactive approach because of the dishonesty of your spouse, take any cash that is available into your possession. Do not let it remain in the dresser drawer or the safe. If there's a second set of books or records for the business, copy them, seal them in an envelope, and mail them to your attorney so they are postmarked and it can be documented when they were received. Any records you see that are unfamiliar to you, including any bank accounts or financial institutions that you don't know about, you should copy and retain. All of this, again, is basic information, and do not settle your case unless you have had it and had time to review it.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's installment of the Divorce Law Podcast, and be sure to join us next week for another informative discussion with Robert Durst. Stark & Stark is a full-service law firm with offices throughout New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. For more information on the services the firm provides, visit us online at stark-stark.com.